Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Halfway to your weekend. Brady Bowman with you on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter for stopping in the first half hour. But right now we're going to talk Manhattan Parks and Rec. We have Community Relations Officer Melissa Kirkwood and Park Planning Intern Chuck Clutho. Good morning. Welcome, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me turn your mic on there, Melissa. There we go.
Okay.
There we go. Good morning.
That's
a lot better. Well, busy time for Parks and Rec.
It's always a busy time for Parks and Rec, but summer is especially busy for us. But we're excited about all the opportunities we have to offer the community. And one of the new things that we are offering through July and September, or July and August, sorry, fast forward, but is a program called Trail Talks, Trail Talk Thursdays. And we know that trails are our most used park in Manhattan. We have so many people that use it for recreation, use it for necessity sometimes, and there are so many different trails in our community. And part of what we're trying to do is gather community input from neighborhoods that trails are around to see how they would like their trails to be improved or added to, or maybe there's something they just really want to encourage people to come enjoy their specific trail in their community. So that's why we decided to do Trail Talk Thursdays.
And it always blows my mind when I'm just kind of exploring Manhattan. And I mean, my first time in Manhattan was when I became a student in 2006, and I transferred over, and it's changed a lot since 2006, and you know, there's been some times I've been away, but it always blows my mind, even now, as long as I've been around Manhattan, there's always some new trail that I discovered that's like, I did not know Manhattan
this was
had
here.
This. Yeah, it's a great trail. Like Manhattan Hill, those trails are incredible. I love checking out those trails. Brady Bowman here with Community Relations Officer Melissa Kirkwood for with Manhattan Parks and Rec. We also got park planning intern Chuck Clutho. And Chuck, how's the internship going?
The internship's been great so far. Been doing a lot of different things, including organizing these meetings, which has been fun to say the least. I think the big thing about these meetings is kind of getting people's input, not only discussions, but we're also at these meetings, we're going to have mapping exercises that allow people to kind of draw out trails that they'd like to see, intersections that might be troublesome for them, and kind of get their input on what they think would fix that so we can kind of get an idea of how we can spend these sales tax dollars to kind of improve the community and everyone's neighborhoods.
And how many trails do we? Do we have a number of how many trails we have in Manhattan?
We have over 22 trails in our community, and some are small. You know, the trail, Clarenberg Trail around City Park, that is a trail, but so is the Linear Trail, which is over 8 miles long. So we have something for everybody, and some of our trails are fairly new, and some have been in our community for a very long time. But we are trying to have those trails be focused in specific neighborhoods, so there's an opportunity for every community member to have some access to a trail or connect to, and we're also trying to have the trails we do have some connectivity to each other. That's one of the biggest things that we saw through our research before we had the sales tax question, was that people loved our trails, but they would walk on a trail and get to the end point and have to turn around, but they could see where they wanted to go, you know, in another direction. So we're trying to create those connections so that we can eventually have a full loop around Manhattan.
And the first community trail talk date, again, that'll be tomorrow. It's coming right up. And these neighborhoods that the focus will be on will be Anthony Middle School neighborhood, K-State Core campus, Bluemont Hill East Campus neighborhood, and West Campus neighborhoods. That will be at the Manhattan Fire Department headquarters over 2000 Denison Avenue. And that's going to start at 5:30. And just an hour of your time, it'll go to 6:30. Then there'll be another one July 19th. That'll include Seco Park, Amanda Arnold Elementary School neighborhood in Northwest Manhattan. That will be at Amanda Arnold Elementary School from, again, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. on July 19th, and three more in August. So really just, I'm guessing, just wanting to take a real comprehensive sort of look on this and really get a lot of folks some input.
Yeah, we really want to focus not only at a citywide scale. We can kind of see areas that might need development, but Getting the local input, the local and lay knowledge from people who actually live there, who have a better understanding of what needs they have, what gaps they have, safety issues, they can kind of bring something to the table that we as workers for the city might not necessarily understand just from looking at a map.
And Chuck, you're a park planning intern, so I'm assuming you're a student as well, a K-State student?
No, I actually go to Iowa State University. I'm here
Cyclone.
For yeah. I'm sorry. I know most people have an issue with that here.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, I think I don't know what the Parmageddon win loss record is right now, but I think Iowa State's kind of been behind. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Not to give you too much trouble about it.
Yeah, but. We don't need to talk about that.
I did see some like alternate black uniforms that the football team is going to have.
Yeah, we got that. Hopefully, I mean, we've got like a seventh year super senior quarterback, Kyle Kemp, who helped us beat Oklahoma and TCU.
That's true.
So, I mean, last year we were all right. We're not typically great, as most people know. So hopefully we can keep that rolling this year.
Well, glad to have you in Manhattan. Yeah. And actually, like looking into it, what was it that made you choose to check out Manhattan?
Well, not going to lie. At first, when I saw the job listing, it just said Manhattan, so I thought it was New York. So I was like, New York park planner, that's kind of weird, but interesting. So I looked at it, and then I saw Manhattan, Kansas, and I was like, it's still – I didn't know this place existed, but it seems pretty cool. And, that's pretty much it. I like the job. It's not direct. I'm studying city planning, so more not parks, but like citywide kind of zoning and code and stuff like that. But this seemed kind of up the same alley, and I liked it. So,
well,
I'm
Ames
here.
And Manhattan pretty comparable in a lot of
different
ways.
College towns. Yeah,
absolutely. Here with Manhattan Parks and Rec Community Relations Officer Melissa Kirkwood and Park Planning Intern from Iowa State, Chuck Clutho, who you just heard speaking on In Focus. Reminder, you can call in 537-1350. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and talk more about Manhattan Parks and Rec and all the other stuff going on this summer here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.